And the more integrity you have, the more your woman will resist you. For her pleasure. Because she loves to feel that she can't veer you from your deepest alignment. She loves to feel your depth of consciousness unperturbable. She could get angry, you're unperturbed, you stay loving. She could collapse, you're unperturbed, you stay loving. She could mostly criticize you, and you remain totally loving. You listen to her, some of it's bullshit, some of it's true. Take it into account, keep going, no collapse. That's the kind of man a woman could then really surrender with, knowing he's not going to collapse. That's what I mean by taking the lead. It has nothing to do with controlling her, which is useless in any case. The feminine is much stronger than the masculine energetically. It would be like saying, well, I'm going to control the ocean. You know, all of nature is feminine. So a good sailor, for instance, navigates the ocean, is intimate with the ways of the ocean, but has great respect for the ocean, because the sailor knows that no matter how hard he tries, if the ocean wants to crush him, the ocean wins. You know what I mean? He could be the best sailor in the world, but if a storm's big enough, there ain't nothing he could do. And it's the exact same relationship between you and her. She wants to crush you, you are crushed. There's just nothing you could do about it. She is emotionally stronger than you, sexually stronger than you, in every way energetically stronger than you. The only thing you have to offer her that she can't just smash to a nub with an insult and a tilt of her head is the depth of your consciousness, which is as if already dead. That she can't touch.
For information about books, recordings, and upcoming live events with David Data, please visit data.info. That's DEIDA.info.